Hey, what's up, guys? Here in another episode of Eli and Mike in the city of Beverly Hills. As you know, we are always bringing up new guests here coming to our podcast. We have an amazing, amazing person who is not just a businesswoman, but also a huge entrepreneur and a really good friend of ours. We have Leslie Ocampo here with us today.
Leslie, welcome, Leslie.
Thank you.
This is so excited. You know, we've always worked with you for so many years. At one point, we worked at the same company, you know, but now we have all kind of went our own separate ways.
Yes.
But even though that occurred, we're still working with you to this day. So it's so beautiful to have good friends like you and to stay in communication with good business partners as well.
Yes.
And so it's always good to not burn bridges. Like, I feel like even though we may have transitioned from one company to another, and we don't necessarily work for the same companies, but I like that we stayed close, intuitive, and also found ways to work together, which I think is very fascinating, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Love it, I love it. And you're working in Long Beach right now, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, okay. It's amazing to be sitting here with you because I'm also a real estate agent, and Leslie is one of the top real estate agents in all of California, but more so running like Long Beach area. How is like the market out there in the Long Beach area running
for you? Well, it's moving, you know. It's, I don't go by how the market is. I think I'm more like, if you work, if you treat this as a regular job, it's always going to be a good market. You're always going to be producing.
Yeah. So so then basically for, you know, people who are watching out there, are real estate agents, mortgage originators, basically what you're saying is that you just have to always keep moving, even in down markets. And because you've been through the down markets like COVID and 2008. And even in these times that there was down markets, do you feel like you always had a business?
Yes. I always have business because the same reason, like we had to treat this business as a regular, you know, business, you know, that open every single day. There is agents that you're going to meet, they're going to tell you, oh, the market, it's bad. You know, now with the new president and 100 excuses, but it's because they're not prospecting.
Right, that's huge.
I mean, and coming from a very experienced realtor like yourself, the fact is, you just brought up the fact prospecting, a lot of people don't do that. And that's really how they fall behind, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed that with when we used to work together or even now in today's market, because let's be real, rates are kind of very difficult to work with, and clients are also very difficult to work with. So I feel like with those two combined, if you're not making those extra calls, following up, especially being in the business, you're not going to get business.
Exactly. Like, you need to talk to people every single day in order to survive in real estate. You know, I'm working right now with an agent that he's telling me that he's been in the business for 15 years. And he's very pushy and he's desperate. Like, you can tell that he's desperate. So I came to the conclusion that that's the only escrow that he has. That's why he acted the way that he acted, you know? But at the end of the day, if you are consistent and treat this, and I always tell my agents, you know, treat this as a regular job. Because if you do, you're always going to have escrows.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, honestly, Mike can agree with me. It's been very tough for a lot of people. We are very, we're huge in prospecting. Even this atmosphere of podcasting, visiting offices, running the streets and doing our fashion, all that stuff is prospecting. We're always trying to find more business. But those people, like you said, there's people working. I think we spoke about this right before the podcast. Some people are working 8 to 5, 9 to 5 jobs, while they still have a real estate license because they just aren't comfortable or secure about the business.
Exactly. And it's not nothing wrong with that, but don't blame the market. It's just because if you, the more that you do, it's like everything. You know, once the baby start walking, you know, they fail, but they keep moving forward, you know, and start walking, and then you don't have to hold them anymore. Same thing with real estate. You know, you had to start somewhere, but you need to keep practicing and practicing and getting better and better. And people that they don't understand that you had to treat this as a regular job, never gonna make it.
Honestly, really love that. I love that, especially being a realtor as well, because we have been through a lot of down markets, just like you, the COVID-19, where, you know, people are even thinking, oh, there's not going to be no homes for sale, or, I mean, there's people lined up, you know what I mean? And if you're just one of those agents prospecting, like you said, then you're always going to have business, because we had business then, we had business when the last president was elected, this new president that's elected, with all the things that are going on, you know, we're still closing deals left and right.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure you heard the statistics for real estate agents. It was last year, most agents closed zero or one transaction.
Wow.
And I know me and you and Eli as well, we would not be able to live off of one transaction a
year. There is no way. There is no way.
Right. No way. And really, the only way we're staying afloat is the advice you just gave is you just have to keep prospecting and prospecting and prospecting. Mm-hmm. Do you have like some secret or what do you do for prospecting that you can share with the audience?
I do a lot of cold calling.
Okay.
Okay. And I do pay for advertisement. Mm-hmm. So people just be on the phone all day, you know, returning mm-hmm. phone calls. Mm-hmm. And there is people that I always share, you know, my ideas to, mm-hmm. you know, and everything to my team. But there is agents that if you provide them the leads and then if they don't do it, if they don't return phone calls when you are giving them the lead, because it's too hard to call or mm-hmm. to return phone calls. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I love to be on the phone all day. I don't care. I prefer to be at the phone than being doing open houses. Uh-huh. I don't do open houses, to be honest, mm-hmm. only if I get the listing and if the agent, the homeowner asks me to one, that's when I do it. But I don't do open houses. Mm-hmm. I don't do door knocking. I don't do any other kind of prospecting except being on my office and returning phone calls.
And with the phone calls, how do you like combat the, because I've done phone calls before, sometimes there's like a lot of negativity or people hanging up on you, like where do you stand with that?
It's funny because you had to kind of break the ice, talk to them, you know, uh-huh. if you calling just tenants in a temple, you know, uh-huh. like yeah. You can just ask them, how long you been there, mm-hmm. what is holding you back, mm-hmm. what is the reason that you haven't like even find out if you can purchase a property, mm-hmm. you know, everybody wants to own a house, mm-hmm.
yes.
you know,
yes.
so you just had to have a conversation but not being less a realtor.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Like yesterday I was talking to my team, to two of my good of my two agents. And I was like, you guys having return phone calls and they're old. I'm like, forget about why they call.
No
just
way.
Call them mm-hmm. and ask them, are you interested in buying a house?
Right.
Introduce yourself and uh-huh. then having the conversation. And then they'll start kind of play role play. Yeah. And they were like, okay, that
no
makes
way.
Sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great advice too, yeah. because you know? Let's be real. Everybody's life changes almost every mm-hmm. single day, even instantaneous. The moment we leave here, something else can happen, right?
Yeah.
We can consider, hey, maybe we should sell. Or maybe we should buy. And you're right, like that cold lead
yeah.
could have actually became warm just by some family situation
yeah.
over that weekend. So calling mm-hmm. Monday or Tuesday, the situation could be totally
exactly.
different. And now it's not a cold lead, now it's mm-hmm. a hot lead.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
We ran into this before when we ran our office in Rancho Cucamonga. We would tell our team to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing in the pipeline. I'm like, because you're not calling or
yeah.
you're too
right.
lazy, right?
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
that's definitely something that people have to shell off. And I think you've done a great job because you've been in real estate for how many years?
25 years.
Amazing,
25 years.
Amazing.
Guys,
yeah.
25 years
Love
of
it.
Real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she's in this podcast, because she's got advice for people that want to be in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you run such a successful team in Long Beach, because people
yeah.
thrive when they're around you.
Yes.
Like when we work together,
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to control your clients.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
I've
yes.
never once dealt with a client with you where you had no control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful part about you.
No, because, yeah, I mean, there is solutions for everything except,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that.
Except that. But there is solutions for
right.
for everything in real estate.
Yes.
You know?
And I love that you have that mindset, because we were on the way to the podcast today, and I was talking with Eli, and he said the exact same thing. He's like, you know, with these transactions, there's always a solution to everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like freaking out, and I'm like, you know what? Now that I think about it, there's a solution.
There is solution.
You know?
And there is... Last time that we met, you mentioned something about we treat people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of people that or agents that cross qualify the buyers over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I do too, but if I see, I know sometimes that they're not gonna be ready to buy, but
mm-hmm.
I still made that appointment because if I tell them exactly what they need to do in 2-3 months, I know that they will come back.
Yes.
Like actually I was talking to this guy, he's very popular in TikTok.
Okay.
He has his own company. like driving, like he helped people to get their driver license, like commercial driver license.
Oh, cool.
And he's very popular in TikTok. I met with this guy like a year ago, mm-hmm. and he texted me and he's like, hey, can you call me when you're available? He's like, I told you that I'm coming back to you because no you way. Sit down with me, you explain everything, now my credit is great, blah, blah, blah. Wow. And you know, and we're going to start working with him very soon.
Oh, my God.
So yeah. So even if I know that they're not ready now, I sit down and give them a structure or what they need to do in order for them to qualify.
Love
and,
that.
And again, we work with a lot of referrals too. Mm-hmm. But why? Because we give them the time. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes of my time can make me a few
of
good money.
And you have that persistence too, because mm-hmm. there's one thing to prospect, but you got to be so persistent on that follow-up, because without that, you prospecting could be just one call. Mm-hmm. Well, I prospected. Well, are you following up? Are you consistent on it? And I think that's so hard to teach because some people don't have it.
Well, there is systems that you had to have a system. If you don't have a system, you're just going to write it down on your notebooks and that's mm-hmm. it, you know? That's so true. Every day that I show up to the office, I just turn my computer, I open my system. And then if there's new numbers, I focus always in the morning on the new numbers. Mm-hmm. And then in afternoon, I go through my, every time that I had a conversation with someone, with a lead, I always type out and mm-hmm. I put notes like, mm-hmm. you know, if I need to call them in 4 months,
nice.
I drag that the name and phone number to my Google Calendar.
Oh,
so,
wow. So
I know that once I open my Google Calendar, mm-hmm. I'm like, who is Jose Perez or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I go to my system and then I'm like, oh, okay. So, and I remember all my notes. So I call them back. Hey, mm-hmm. remember how you're doing? And then, you know, just follow up that.
Love
but
that.
I always connect mm-hmm. my follow-up system with my Google Calendar. So that way I can be on top of that.
That's a great concept. There's agents at certain offices that I work at. What mm-hmm. they do is they have a calendar, but they have clients' birthdays, mm-hmm. even their dog's birthdays. It's, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they always make sure they call. Oh, hey, it's Woofy's birthday today. Just wanted to let you know. And just little things like that, mm-hmm. following up on things that mean like their heart for that person, they have this tendency to want to like talk to you. Yeah. Now you're building the friendship. So I think that's great advice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go really, so now what I want to do is I want to go really back into Leslie's life, because Leslie, you're amazing and we love you so much.
Real estate queen, 25 years.
So you began, from what we know, we've only known you as real estate and you're this powerful entrepreneur female.
Yes.
So let's go all the way back. So where did you grow up and, you know, where's your family at?
I grew up in Nayarit, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my hometown.
How long were you there for?
Until 17.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago. I'm 21, so yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, so you grew up in Mexico till mm-hmm. you were 17.
Yes.
No way. How was growing up there? Did you have like a pretty, you know, moderate life? Was it poor? Was it rich? Like, how did you grow up?
I don't consider myself poor. Mm-hmm. I was very lucky to have a huge family. Mm-hmm. The youngest of the females five siblings, so I'm the sixth.
Oh, wow.
Two sisters and three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, we didn't have much
on
material stuff.
Yes.
You know, I was the youngest. I never had any pair of brand new shoes.
Okay.
My husband said that that's why I have so many now.
Replace.
When you young and you don't see the material stuff, mm-hmm. you know, we were very, very happy. My dad, it's my everything. I never have seen my dad drunk mm-hmm. or say any bad words, or he always was like from work to home.
Wow.
My mom was a great, what is it called? The home mom all the time. She never mm-hmm. worked in
like
her
a
life. Housewife. So I was rich on that, you know?
Yes.
On clothes or, I mean, stuff, material stuff. No, we had a really happy childhood.
Wow.
That's
great. That's beautiful.
With close family.
Mm-hmm. And so just because you didn't have money, just the way your family was, it was like you were rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's so mm-hmm. beautiful.
And what brought you from Nairi to the United States?
How well, my happen? Dad came. My dad came first. His brother was here, so you know how it is, you mm-hmm. know. So my dad, all his life working construction, so we didn't have, again, material stuff. Mm-hmm. So we had a huge family to support. But food never, like, always, we always have food on our table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think my dad wants to build a house, so he came to the States. And then after that, my mom came. It mm-hmm. was like 3 or 4 years after. My grandma passed away, so mm-hmm. my mom came, and I refused to come. So I was
oh,
like,
oh,
no.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Because...
So your dad came alone mm-hmm. without your mom.
Without my mom. And then my mom brought my youngest brothers. And then my sister and my other brother, you know, and I was the last one that
really?
I was refusing. I was going to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. But why did you refuse so deeply? Because
I was living a good life. Mm-hmm. You know, I was happy. I was mm-hmm. I was at school. I started college there. And I was living with this family that it was not, we're not like blood, but it was more like, some friends, mm-hmm, family mm-hmm. friends. And I was okay. But okay. when I started growing up, like they were super protected. Mm-hmm. They didn't let me go out to Naive La Plaza.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm like, no,
okay.
this is not for me.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided to come to my parents.
Got it. Oh,
so
wow.
But they were here already.
So mm-hmm. the restrictions from that family that wasn't blood related
mm-hmm.
eventually made you say, all right, I'm going to go to America.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And from that, so obviously now you're in America,
mm-hmm.
you spoke only Spanish.
Correct.
And then you obviously learned English here at 17, which...
I'm still learning from well,
you
guys.
You love it.
You sound so good, though, in speaking the language, yeah. but it must have been difficult going from... Because I learned only Spanish at home, but I was already in America,
mm-hmm.
and I learned English in school. But
yeah.
you coming in at 17... How
so
hard could that have
it
been?
Was very hard. Actually, I got, like I said, I was in college. I was in a prepa there. So I was, so I brought all my documentation mm-hmm. from Mexico, from school. And I went straight to high school and I got my high school diploma. How?
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
But they told me what to do and I was just doing it.
Okay.
They told me do homework. My youngest brother, like he used to help me to do my homework, he used to explain everything to me. I was showing up. Actually, the last semester in high school, I was only taking 2 classes. I was
okay.
getting off at 12
okay.
because I had everything completed.
Wow.
So I graduated from high school.
okay.
I just did what they told me to do.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you were still...
And it was hard on the language, of course.
Right.
But I came from where I was coming out with the family that I raised, that I was raised. It was a very well family, like wealthy family
mm-hmm.
in my hometown. So I had a drift of people because I grew up with people like business people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a drift. When I got here to the States, it was my whole family,
mm-hmm.
my parents and my siblings. And we used to live in 1-bedroom apartment.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
One-bedroom apartment.
I mean, I'm sure that wasn't fun.
And you guys were a little bit older now at this
yes.
point, right? Yes.
Everybody was,
everyone's
like,
older.
On the teenagers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it was, we didn't complain, but I was like, I need to do something.
Yeah.
I need to do something.
Okay.
So I met this girl in high school. Actually, she was like, "You don't look Mexican. Like you dress different. I don't know, something different about you that you
yeah.
don't look Mexican."
Yeah.
And
what
I'm
does
like,
that
"Yes,
even mean, right?"
right? And I'm like, "No, I'm Mexican."
Right.
So she was born here. Her name was Melanie, and
okay.
she was the teacher aide helping my English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to invite me to Taco Bell after school. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always refused. I'm like, no, thank you. No, thank mm-hmm. you. And she was like, one day, she's like, why you never go to Taco Bell with me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I don't have no money.
Oh,
and
wow.
she's like, what? I'm like, no.
no.
And for her, like me telling her I didn't
uh-huh.
have any money.
Yeah.
She was like, what do you do? I'm like, what do your mom do? And I'm like, no. My mom used to take her 2 kids and they used to pay her nothing. She's like, oh, you know what? My mom worked for this agency that they can help you to get your daycare license. Okay. So again, they told me what to do, and I got my daycare license.
Oh, wow. To take care of children.
Yes.
Wow.
At my house.
Oh, my God.
I would have never
known. In the one bedroom apartment.
I started there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I started there, and then I bought my first property in 1998 with the money of that. From the daycare.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
So hold on. So guys, so check this out. So she came straight from Mexico.
And I was graduating from high school.
When you graduating from high school, mm-hmm. you got your
my daycare license.
Daycare license.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you bought a house.
And I got a house.
No way.
Who has excuses?
Right. Oh my God. And
you're living... I speak in the language.
Wow.
Plus that, like I and. In 6 months, the state gave me the license for 6 kids. After a year, I got the license for 14 kids. And wow. Just imagine this. Back in the days, I used to make around $7,000 to $8,000 a month.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, on a daycare.
That's a lot of money on that.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is powerful.
Right. I'm like, let's Google how to do this.
I'm pushing everyone together. You know, like home moms. Okay, get you license. Uh-huh. At least you take care of your kids, but.
Wow.
Everybody has different.
Of course.
You know.
Okay, so you're like, what, 18 years old?
So I got my first property. I got married, and then, I didn't get it in high school. It was after, like mm-hmm. 2 years after.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like 2 years after. I got the property. That's mm-hmm. where my parents' property.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I remember when I told my dad, let's buy the house, he was like, no, how are we going to do it? You're crazy.
Oh, my God.
There is no way. And wow. I was like, what do I sign? What I need
no
to do?
No way.
You know?
Oh, my God.
And, so I got that property, and I got married right after. And my husband, I didn't have papers back in the days.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
when I got my first property.
Oh,
I couldn't
my God.
Do it.
So you actually got a property and... a job that was paying you $7,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't even have your papers yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is phenomenal to hear. Intense. Like, oh my God.
Well, that makes so much sense because the history that we've known about you, your work ethic speaks for itself. Like, you're such a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't it have been like that back in the day? Because you just have always been
You know,
person.
Coming from where I'm coming from and see all the opportunities. Before, I used to sell, like, when I got here, too, I used to sell perfumes with mm-hmm. flowers and all the kind of stuff on Mother's Day, Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, I always liked to, because it was no money in my house. It was my dad, and we didn't complain,
uh-huh.
you know. I love my dad. He was doing the best, but I always was like, and I was kind of different on my sisters because and even my brothers were like, you know, like, why you know like can I borrow your car? I bought my first car before anybody else, and I was
no
the
way.
Last one that got here.
Oh my God, so you were the last one to get here and the youngest and you're the one that's you know pushing yourself to, you know, again, 7K a month, buying your own property, doing all this while you're living, you know, in a one bedroom apartment with all of your family. That could be so tough.
It would.
It's what I said. Everyone here that has the language, they had documents, you know, because it's getting harder and harder with that. But I know a lot of people that they don't have documents and they're doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do. But I see these kids and I'm like, you guys can do so much better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
so
guys, you had everything. You had the language. You guys mm-hmm. looking good. You mm-hmm. John.
Right.
I mean, there is nothing. My old broker
mm-hmm.
Told me that I used to be with Century. I was with Century 21 for 17, with them for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow.
Oh, my God.
And I love Jim. His name was Jim Arterbeck.
Mm-hmm.
He used to tell us, it's better to be, he told me, you need to work hard now that you are able.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to be old and poor than old, I'm sorry, poor and rich. Rich poor than all and poor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It makes sense?
Yeah,
that makes
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because basically, you want to be rich when you're old.
Sadly.
Right.
Or be comfortable.
Right.
Like if it's hard right now, just imagine when we all like.
Very true.
You
very
know?
True.
Yeah,
I don't want to be working my rest of the life. I cannot be home either, too. But I mean,
right.
it's just like for me to be home not doing anything, I can't do that.
Right.
And that's why you're successful, because, I mean, if you really think about it, being lazy right now while you're younger is such a dumb move, because when you're older, you don't have a choice.
You don't.
At that point, you're stuck with whatever you created. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I see my parents, and they, you know, maybe you see the same thing with your parents in the past, but they only could do so much with the talents that they had.
Yes, you know? And I totally agree. It's just different eras, you know, like where we're coming from. Like, even if my dad got here very young, but it was different mentally. Yeah. Like, even right now, I'm like, Dad, we're going to do this. And he's like, nobody's too much. Don't worry. Let's just do it, you know. But he's always, you know, like, worry about money.
Right.
You know, even if I'm like, it's okay. We can do it. No, but how, and, you know, just like, they don't under the mindset.
Yeah.
But I'm always take care of my dad's, my parents, since I got here, all the time. Like, my dad has, he doesn't worry about mortgages, insurance, anything. I mean, he worry about his kids, of course, but, you know, worry about material stuff, he doesn't. I just got him a truck.
Oh, my God, congrats.
Last year.
Love that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just like...
Yes, and it's all because the hard work that you put in, and
you know. I don't want him to worry about anything. He already did a lot.
That's beautiful.
He, you know, you don't see men like my dad.
You know. Yeah, no, that's amazing.
There's not a lot of men out there anymore, to be honest.
And it's also not a lot of children that take care of their parents like you do. We are the same type of individuals like you know, right, as we speak, we're taking care of our mom's house payment, and we're making sure that they don't have to spend any money. You know, they're collecting their, like, social security checks, whatever, but they don't have to
pay their mortgage. They don't have, and my dad worked all his life here, and he gets, like, I don't know, like, maybe $800,
right.
$840.
Very little. Yes, very little.
What can they do with $800?
Exactly, you know?
He has a mortgage. I cover the mortgage. Right. He has a house, a big house. Mm-hmm. It's just him. You know, he has two cars. Mm-hmm. He travel. You know, he go to Mexico. I was able, when my mom was alive, I was able to send them to Europe.
Oh, wow.
They went for a month.
Oh, my gosh. A month in Europe? That is amazing. Oh,
the last trip
that
they went together, like, they went, I sent them to a cruise from Miami. I flew them from LAX to Miami. Miami, they took a cruise all the way to Panama.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was, So I was able to do those things for my parents.
Okay.
Wow.
That's but this all comes from you working so hard, so young, always doing something, and like you said, prospecting, whatever you have to do to get ahead. I actually have a question about your past. I feel like this came from your past, but did you have somebody or something that inspired you to be this amazing person that you are today, to be able to have a team, to take care of your parents, sending them to Panama on planes all over? Like,
I think it's the love of my parents and my siblings, because I always been one of those sisters, and I don't have anything, to be honest. Like, I don't like to brag, or I always share everything with my siblings, my nephews, and they know. They, you know, my parents, I always help everyone to be better, you know. I give you the opportunity, and that's what I like with the new generations, with all my nieces and nephews. I'm like, you guys can do so much.
Right.
I'm here to support you, but you had to do good. And whenever my siblings had problems, I'm always there for them. You know, it just, for me, number one, it's family.
Family.
Wow. And the love of me wanting to see them well as well.
Wow.
And even like, thanks God, I'm like, when it comes to money, I'm there, but each of my siblings help in a different ways.
Nice.
Okay, it makes sense?
Yes.
Like, it's not about money. Just like when I was, like, my sister, I had a sister that lived in Vegas. She used to come and help me a lot with my mom, you know? Like, whenever she had opportunities, she was here helping. And it has nothing to do with money. It just, like, support each other.
Yes.
That's a great concept. Wow. So going back into, you were doing daycare, but then from there, did you go straight into real estate?
I think you said you got married.
I got married. So I was in the daycare, and then I got married, And my husband is from here.
Okay.
So we got married, and then we had a beautiful wedding, and we spent so much money there.
Oh, wow.
And then we rent this duplex, the back of the unit, and the landlord came in one day, and he's like, here, 30 days notice, you had to move out because my daughter is moving here. Mm-hmm. And my husband was like, what should I do? I'm like, well, just sign, whatever, you know? And I started looking for property to leave, and everything was bad. Like the areas, I couldn't afford the areas that I really like, and I didn't want to move to a bad location. So I saw a for sale sign on a house, and I'm like, let me call. So I call, and this lady answered the phone. She was from El Salvador.
Okay.
And we made that appointment. She was in Century 21. So I went to the meeting with my husband. So when I got married, my husband barely speak English. I don't know how we understand each other, right? But So he was fighting with the lady. The lady hardly speak English. Mm-hmm. So, we purchased the house, and then on the whole transaction, I was just communicating with this lady, but something was missing. It was not, the language has nothing to do. Like, I had a lot of Spanish, like I would say 80% of my clients are mm-hmm. Spanish speakers, mm-hmm. but I always give them all that information. Yes. I had a communication, right. But I didn't have that with this agent. Mm. So we closed the transaction, and then I started walking out. We went to sign loan at Century 21, and then I saw the sign like real estate school. Okay. And then I'm like, can I, like, if she was able to do it, I'm able to do
wow,
it.
Wow, I love that.
So that's how I got my real estate license.
No way. So amazing. It was kind of
because
the lady that you guys were dealing with, or mm-hmm. the realtor, she yeah. just wasn't giving you the right service.
The right service.
And mm-hmm. you were like, wait, if this person can close the whole transaction,
mm-hmm. yeah.
then I could do it as well because I know that. Yeah. I have a much more better personality or whatever.
It was not that. I was like, you know, customer service. Uh-huh. Like, I was not happy with the, you know, and I was okay because yeah. I'm more like calm, mm-hmm. mellow. Jimmy's more aggressive.
Yes.
And he won everything by the book. And, mm-hmm. I didn't understand what you're saying. And I'm like, the way that she didn't have that communication, the customer uh-huh. service, you know. So that's how I got my license.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, that's a great story. I mean, and now, a couple years later, you're this amazing, successful mm-hmm. real estate agent and entrepreneur. I mean, so to be truth. But I think there's such a great, portion of your story where anything's possible because you came from Mexico and now you're here in America and you came at a very later age in your mm-hmm. life. You know, coming here when you're almost an adult, basically an adult.
Yeah.
And learning English and getting a license.
Yes.
And, I mean, there's so many people that are 18 right now that are American and don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
They don't have a job. They're worried about everything. They don't even go out there and hustle.
They're not worried about another language. They're not worried about buying a house.
There is no drive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Right, right. I think that has a lot to do with parents too.
Okay.
Because if we don't push our kids to do better, they're not going to
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes sense?
Yes.
Like, I push my nephews. I had a lot of nieces and nephews, but I pushed them. Like, one day I was at the hospital with my mom, and one of my nephews, he's 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm 21. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you graduated from high school. You didn't want to go to college. What you need to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been applying. I'm like, no, you had to go back to school
mm-hmm.
or you had to do this. So mm-hmm. I sit down with him. I'm like, this is your choices. You're going to back to school or you find a job
mm-hmm.
or you come to the office. I don't push them to come to work with me because real estate is not for everyone.
Right.
It makes sense. And yes. I don't want them to feel that pressure of me pushing them for, you know, to do the same thing with my daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, she has all the tools to come in. All my team learned everything from me. But the more that I push for her to come in, it's just like...
It's not working.
It's not working. So whenever she's ready, she's going to be ready.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But so I was at the hospital and someone came to visit my mom, one of my uncles. He had a really good job in this company. It's a Germany company.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to him, and he has a really good position. And I was like, they're hiring right now. And no, I asked for the kids, and oh yeah, so-and-so is going back to the company. And I'm like, oh, they're hiring right now.
Yeah.
I went, and he's like, yes. He told me exactly what to do. I got my nephew.
No way.
And I'm like, here. Oh, okay. So right now he's making good money,
okay,
too.
That's good.
You know? But it got to the point that I'm hoping that he's going to be, I can make more money with my tia.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
because they had to value the money first,
yes,
in order to want it more money.
Right.
Wow. It makes
right.
sense?
It
that
does.
Makes sense.
It says our son, we also had him because he wants to do loans so bad, mm-hmm, and he wants to work with us and Eli. And the thing is, we had him start at Stater Brothers as a job,
yeah,
so he can understand how people are and he can understand money,
mm-hmm,
because we felt like, yes, he wants it so bad, but also he has to understand the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's why we kind of threw him into that first.
Yeah. Yes. It's just like my daughter. She come and help me other, you know, sometimes. And then when she comes the other day, she told me a couple months ago, she said to me, well, you want me to come with work for you,
mm-hmm,
but all you're doing is being on the phone, talking to people about, mm-hmm, kids, about this, about, mm-hmm, mom, about this,
yes,
about that.
Right.
I'm like, that's my job.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
It makes sense. You're building relationship.
Right.
You know, or if people come to the office, literally, like, it's 5 minutes maybe talking about business,
yes,
and 30 minutes talking about personal life.
Right.
I think people are confused, right, about that. I feel like you're calling people and like, they may have your social security number.
Yeah.
It's not even like that. It's straight
not.
Out like, how was your day?
Right.
Oh, I hear a dog barking. How's your dog?
Exactly.
Like, it's really mostly building the relationship,
mm-hmm,
like you said. And then you get to the point a little bit in between, but even not that harsh. Because at the end, what's important is you want them to keep coming back to you,
mm-hmm,
which is why you've been in real estate for 25 years, because you have people that keep coming back to you
all the time
that have bought and sold with you continuously, you know?
Yeah, all the time.
And I know, and this is a beautiful thing that you said, it's your family that has kind of inspired you, because sometimes we have guests and it's like, oh, it was my mom, it was my dad, or it was myself. And your answer is a beautiful answer. It was like your whole family.
It's the whole family.
That's beautiful.
It's just like, we are very close. We fight like every family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't take me wrong.
Right.
But then most of the time, it's just like, we all, you know, like even, mm-hmm, if we don't, I have my older sister is in Mexico. She has two kids. I help them to go to one to medical school. Actually, both.
Mm-hmm.
One it's,
what's
it called? Neurologa? How you say neurologa? Neurologist?
Oh, yeah.
Neurologist? Is it for the brain?
No, no, no.
I know what you're trying to.
Nutritionist.
Nutrition. There you go.
You know, I help them with their careers. My nephew, he's going on his second career too. When he called me, I'm like, okay, he's super smart. Like, whatever they need. Like, I'm used to pay their rent because they send them once they were, mm-hmm, doing their service, like for the career. They send them to different places,
mm-hmm,
outside of the town.
Mm-hmm.
I used to pay the rent, meals, and everything. Like,
oh,
I was helping them. And I help each of my nephews, too, and my nieces. Like, whatever they want, I'm here. But you,
mm-hmm,
have to do something with
That's
your life.
Beautiful. So it's kind of like basically your family helped you to be inspired, and now you're helping more of your family. It kind of like
it's just
a
like... It's just like I cannot, and my daughter said, well, you always say that you want to have a boy. I'm like, but you already had so many boys, you know, but that's my nephews. And, but I always, I would feel bad if I know that someone needs money, like really need money to go to school or something that, and I'm not going to do it if I have it. If I don't have it, that's a different story.
Okay, of course.
But if I able to help them to be better, I will do it.
Love that.
And again and again.
Love that.
You have a really big heart. Let's talk about something that you're very experienced in real estate. So 25 years, I would love to ask you a very more deep question about real estate. So if you could think about just one transaction that was the absolute worst. So what's one transaction that just... There was, whether it's the client, whether it's the listing agent, something that where you still closed the deal, but maybe it was just chaotic. And do you remember maybe one transaction that was just absolutely
one right now.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I have one right now. We opened escrow. Really nice people. It's a referral. As a previous client referred them to me. And we did a physical inspection. There was a few issues with the property. We request some repairs to be done. They did, the seller agree, and now they have more problems on the property. Mm-hmm. And now the home warranty, it's not like, oh, I'm not covering this. So, and it's another thing, it's a rule, as a real estate agent, it's a really good to have the connection with home warranties. Mm-hmm. Because when my client called me that the home warranty was not gonna cover, actually they were calling me right now, that's why I remember that. I called the home warranty and I say, why it's not gonna be covered? And it's just like, oh, let me take a look. Oh, we're not gonna cover it because it was a previous issue. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we're not gonna be able to. I'm like, okay, do you manage it there and let me know. Mm-hmm. Then she called me yesterday, 20 minutes after the conversation, she's like, guess what? We're gonna cover it just for you. We usually don't. And we're talking about a lot of money.
Right.
So they're going to, and the client is upset. They're like, when it's not, but we don't have control of that.
Right.
Of course. As a realtor, they were like, oh, we're coming after you. That I'm like, I did what I supposed to do.
Yes.
Do my physical inspection.
Right.
With request for repairs. Now more issues are coming. You're not coming after me. You have to go after the seller.
Yes.
It makes sense. Uh-huh. So, and it's a horrible thing because it's not. It's so much as that we can do as a realtors when it comes to repairs.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, it's that, and I feel for them. But I'm doing my best to, you know.
Yes.
And that's good that you're able to find a solution, because you could be scared and be like, I'm not doing this transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And you could walk away because it really is a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
And I've seen agents say, I don't want you as a client. And then they cancel and send it to someone else. And I've actually seen that happen. But you don't. You like stick through it and you figure it out.
Yeah. Once we are, I didn't have any, like once we in escrow that I had a really bad relationship with the buyers. I don't think so that I, because we try now. I always try to explain everything to the homeowner.
Like the relationship.
To the buyer, the relationship.
Right, yes.
And
yes,
it just like, I had people, they always ask me, when I'm going to give notice to my landlord that I'm moving out. I'm like, don't give any notice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I had to pay another month. I'm like, we had a scheduled escrow to close on the 17th, but if we don't close on the 17th, I don't want for you to become homeless.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I never tell them give notice.
Love
it's
that.
It's up to you.
Love
as
that.
As a buyer. Uh-huh, if you want to take the risk, I don't want for you to show up at my office with you haul.
The luggage.
Right. No, because, they need to understand the whole process too. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But sometimes, clients get upset, but they just need to understand that we are a team, like the lender, myself, and we are working together to make things happen.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
But communication is the key.
Communication. Mm-hmm. That's great advice. And I think that's true. Sometimes the clients forget that there's a realtor, there's a mortgage officer, there's a title rep. There's an escrow. There's so many different people, but they, because we're the face of the transaction, they're kind of like, well, we're going to come after you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, just kind of like you said, well, no, that's not me that you should be coming after. The seller, maybe.
Yeah, but buyer's going to always going to come after. You wanted to come after us, but legally.
Legally, yes.
Yeah, they can't.
No,
if we did everything by the book.
Right. And even then, you still went the extra mile and you talked to the home warranty company. Which even after escrow closes, they're supposed to be doing this, but you stepped in and you even got them to approve something that most of the time they will not do.
Yeah.
Like you said, they did it just because it was you.
That's
so, you know, that extra mile, it's just always counts so much too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Eli asked you about something that may have went really bad in real estate, but because you're, I want to know this, I have a question for you, because you are such a positive person, you've helped so many people, you're helping your family, you've done so much for yourself, and it just seems like you're just this person that can go. Have you ever had a time in your life where you were just like, you know, you were beat, you were just like, I can't do this anymore, laying in bed, and then for whatever reason you were able to pull yourself out of that dark moment? Like, have you had a really dark moment that really got to you in your life and you kind of had to reset?
There is few times. Like I said, at the beginning, everything has solution except the day.
Okay.
Dead.
Yes.
I lose one of my youngest brothers years ago. Oh, and wow. I think that's what after that make us be more like appreciate the family, your siblings. Mm-hmm. And I was there strong for my parents. Like if I had the pain, I couldn't imagine my mom's pain, mm-hmm. losing a child. Mm-hmm. And so I was always the strong ones. At the moment, I didn't like cry. It took me 2 years actually to realize that he was not here. I was the strongest person for the whole family, and I after 2 years I was just devastated. But I remember my daughter was like 7 or 8. She's like, Mom, it's okay. And I knew that it was okay, but just mm-hmm. to realize that, I think that was on my lowest moments.
And like what, because that's really tough, losing your younger brother, mm-hmm. Having to see your whole family go through it, like what, how were you able to pull yourself out of that?
You had no choice. Yeah, when you know that you had to keep going, because if my salary is completely different than my dad back in the days, but coming where I was coming from, like there is no other choice. So you get up, get ready, and show up. Mm-hmm. Like we all go through stuff, but okay. We just had to do. Like it's like people that has regular jobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take your moment, but if you don't go to work, nothing mm-hmm. is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna get a paycheck. Same mm-hmm. thing. It's just like, I think more than anything, it's just like you want the best for the family and the least worry about money, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. about how we're gonna pay or electricity. Mm-hmm. You know, I want my parents to be okay, and I want the whole family more than anything.
Oh wow.
My daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're so inspiring. Like right, no wonder right, we work right, together. Right. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So you know, so you have a lot going on for yourself, and you have this huge potential. 25 years of real estate it's like 25 years of marriage. Like you've been married mm-hmm. to real estate mm-hmm. for like a long time.
And speaking of marriage, before you answer this, are you still with your original husband?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, the OG. Okay.
I was afraid to ask that.
Why? He's very antisocial. He doesn't, you guys met.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's just like, hi and bye, and that's uh-huh. it. Yeah. He doesn't like the join off, uh-huh. like, oh, you guys, you go.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people assume, but.
Okay, love it. Okay, I'll let you ask the question in a moment, but do you have a secret? Because it's, what, 25 plus years of marriage?
25.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have, like,
we
a
fight,
secret?
But we don't fight. You know how
okay,
it is.
Okay,
but that's part of life. You mm-hmm. know, I think that he's more mellow. You know, I'm the more, like, on the go. Like, okay. Why this haven't been done?
Okay.
Why, you know, yes. like, but that's part of. Mm. You know,
so you guys kind of balance each other out. There's one that's a little bit more reserved, and then there's one that's a little bit more
Jimmy,
out there.
Jimmy loved to be home.
Okay,
like,
yes.
Just imagine being with me and Angelina, mm. and then when we go out, like, oh, let's go. He's like, oh no, this is my break away from you guys. I don't want anyone to be telling me what to do.
Oh wow, love that.
You know,
okay, that's a good, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I can't even walk in a different room without him being there. So I'm like, can I have a break?
Is it like yellow here?
right.
We had our, actually, like every time that we go places, he's just like, no, mm-hmm. you know. And we learned that. Like, we went to Cancun together, and the most of the time he was in the AC. In the room, enjoying the AC.
Love it.
And then the second, third day he came out, he's like, why you guys didn't tell me it was so beautiful up
oh
here?
Oh my God.
I'm like, come on, Jamie.
Love that.
It's like, but oh no, he, yeah.
So and your daughter, how old is she?
She's going to be 19.
Oh my God, 19.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh my God, on Tuesday. Yeah. Happy birthday if you're watching this.
Love See, it. You didn't want to come.
Right? We wanted you here. We wanted you in the audience chair.
So you're giving so many words of wisdom. So let's talk about your future. So you have a great past. You brought up everything from, you know, you didn't grow up poor. You grew up sufficient.
I was poor, but I didn't see that.
Right.
Okay. It makes sense?
That makes sense.
Like, we didn't have anything.
Like living-wise, you're poor.
Yes.
But energy-wise, love-wise.
You're rich and abundant in that.
Yes. Like, I didn't see that I was poor.
Right.
It makes sense. Like,
it does.
Food.
Yeah, it does.
We always have food on the table. Clothes, shoes, material stuff. No, we didn't have all that stuff. But yeah, if that's so pole, that's fine. But that's so I beautiful. Didn't see that then.
Right, and that's beautiful because a lot of our guests, when we ask them and they are poor, they will make sure that they put it across that they were poor, they didn't have anything. But you're looking at it totally different.
There is a picture. I had two sisters, so I'm the youngest. And I remember that story, like, but, you know, my sister brought it up. And I didn't have no shoes. My shoes were too tight for me to go to school. And you had to wear uniforms and black shoes. And my my dad went to someone that used to sell shoes on my hometown to see if they were, like, fiados, you know, like, you know, give me the shoes and I pay you monthly or whatever, you know, like,
oh my gosh.
And the guy was like, no, I cannot do that. Really? So my shoes didn't fit me to go to school.
Oh my God.
So what he did, my dad, he's like, oh, we got home. And then, I couldn't walk with the shoes because they were too tight.
Way too tight.
So he got my shoes and my dad opened this, the front, he cut it off. Oh, I'm going to send you a picture.
No,
so there is a picture of me and my sisters, and I have my shoes and my toes are out.
Oh my God.
But I was able to walk.
Wow, Leslie.
It makes sense.
Oh my
God. But I was happy because I was able to walk with my shoes.
Wow.
And my toes were out.
Oh my God.
But I had shoes.
Wow.
It makes sense.
Wow.
So there is a picture of me and my two sisters wearing the school uniform, and my sister, she remind me about the story. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about it.
Oh my God. Because you were so, like, you were so not looking at the poor side of things that even when your sister showed you the picture, you even forgot about that moment.
I forgot about that.
Because your mindset was always like, I'm happy. I have food. I have the nice family that I have, the loving family.
If you tell me when you got a brand new dress, I don't remember because it was my older sister first, and then she passed it to the middle sister, and then they passed it to me.
Oh my goodness.
It makes sense. But it's okay. That's life, and that's, I think, unconscious. Maybe it's unconscious thing that that's what I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So going back to my question, so 25 years of real estate, and where do you see yourself? Let's just say 5 years from now, do you still want to go to the 30 years of real estate, or is there something else in the works?
I love what I do. I don't like to be home. What I'm going to be doing at home all day.
Right, right.
Sometimes I stay there, but it's boring.
Right, yeah.
And then they start asking you what we're going to eat for lunch and then for dinner.
Right.
And in the kitchen and I, we don't get along.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. Wait, the kitchen and you don't get along?
No,
the
I don't.
Kitchen and you. Oh, my God. I've never heard that before.
That is so good. That is so good.
My new kitchen.
Hey, he doesn't get along with the kitchen either.
Yeah. She loves the kitchen. No.
I love the kitchen.
No. So, sometimes I stay home. But if I stay home, I feel that I'm wasting my time.
Yes.
It makes sense?
Right.
Like, sometimes I'm just going to stay. Like, easily can stay home and I'm still making good money. Because, you know, like, we don't. But
of course.
If I feel that I'm wasting my time.
Right.
And I have so many projects to do. I do when I retire, but when I'm not able to, like,
That'd be a good
like in 100 years.
A long time.
But I want to, you know, income properties where I get my cash flow. I want to have more of that. I have plans, like, I'm building a house right now in Mexico.
Oh my God.
I got some land by the beach in a hill that it has a beautiful sunset.
Oh my
God. I want to build there.
Wow.
You know, it's just like so many things that I want to do, you know.
I love this.
I'm building an ADU right now on one of my income properties rent it out and make extra cash. It's just like I want to have more cash flow.
Wow. You know? That's a great way. So in essence, you're going to continue working till you can't. But however, you love what you do. You've actually created a new way of me thinking what wealth really is.
Right.
Like, it's not really money. It's just what's inside and who you surround yourself with.
You know, I have met people that really, really have money. Like, you have no idea. My old broker, his family, they all 25% of Long Beach, I would say.
Oh, my gosh.
And there are the more simple people in the world.
Wow. Wow.
You know, mm-hmm. and money has nothing to do with how rich we are. Yeah, money can buy happiness. Yes, we can go eat in a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. We can buy stuff, but it's just that money. Yes. Money comes and go. I just lost my mom in August. My mom passed away December 20, on Christmas Day, actually.
My goodness. God bless
and
again.
It's just hard. It's just hard to keep going.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what am I going to do just sitting and crying?
Oh, my God.
Understood.
You know, like, again, and then my grandma passed away last month.
Oh, my God.
My dad's mom.
God bless.
And yes, I took some time off. I went to Mexico for the first time in my life. I didn't get a ticket back. I was like, just going to stay here until, you know, mm-hmm. and I was able to do it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because real estate. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. But what else we going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm able to sell houses, and I think honestly that I'm helping people to change their life, because wow. they really do. Once they purchase a property, it's I'm changing mm-hmm. their life. And right now in social media, we see a lot of people that are post. I don't post, and I told my team yesterday that I was gonna come with you. I was like, we need to post more. I'm like, yeah, but the numbers are good because right. we are producing.
Yes,
who cares
yes,
about sir. Social exactly. media? And I'm like, yeah, but we need more, you know. I'm like, yes. but at the end of the day, we are producing.
Yes.
You know, we are producing, we are making money. We just, you know, like, again, we are doing what works.
Mm-hmm.
And social media right now, there is a lot of people that are posting too, that are selling. They're not selling anything.
Right.
Of course.
They just, that's what it is right yes. now, you know, social media. But mm-hmm. The numbers may, you know, like once the money come into your bank account, and I believe coming where I'm coming from, the Bike Springs, from my old company,
mm-hmm.
We are surviving and we right. all good.
Oh yes. my
you
God,
know?
Yes.
We are good. I was sharing some stuff yesterday with the team, and we were just laughing, like, you know what, been through, but at the end of the day, all these kids has the drive. One yes. of my agents just bought yes. a property for their parents too.
Wow.
Same thing with, you know, because they see me. Mm-hmm. How, and I always tell them,
wow,
everyone at my office, remember why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's for our families.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we here for our families.
Wow, that's so
great
beautiful.
Message.
That's so beautiful.
Is there something so? You have such a history, and I'm sure there's people that are going to watch this podcast that don't know what they're doing or are lost or have been in the same boat you've been, like where mm-hmm. maybe they are from Mexico or from a different country and trying to build here. Looking at that camera, is there a message maybe you can give
message.
To somebody?
A message. With the young generation, don't take me wrong. Like when I was in Century 21, I was coming from a huge company. We were almost 200 agents. A lot of agents from my age, who are a little bit younger than me, that they asked me to come with me. I say no, only one agent, I say yes. But at my age, well, 40s, mm-hmm. 35s, 40s, mm-hmm. if you didn't work hard on your 20s, you're not going to work hard now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It makes sense?
Right.
But on the new generations, mm-hmm. like, all my team are success. So, but again, treat this as a regular job.
Mm.
Real estate, you can make good money, but not just because you have one escrow, it means that you're not going to be prospecting. If you close this escrow, you're not going to have nothing next month.
Right.
So it's prospecting is the key.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, mm-hmm. and you guys have all the time, just treat it as a regular job. I keep mm-hmm. saying that, and I always tell my team, I'm sorry I keep saying, but that's what it works.
Right, yes. right, right.
And there is no shortcuts. Mm-hmm. There is no need to do shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's a powerful statement because we are loan officers and real estate agents as well, and we have so many other fields of work where we're doing this podcast, we're doing Style Me videos out in public, we're doing just so many different things, mm-hmm. and the one thing that we haven't stopped doing, again, and just like you keep saying it, is we also have not stopped prospecting,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and that's what's keeping us going.
We had to do it.
Yes.
Like, if you don't prospect, no one is going to come, especially if you don't have the year of experience where you can get referrals. Mm-hmm. Yes. You had to put the time in order for you. Mm-hmm. And even like I get referrals. Mm-hmm. You know, like I had clients right now that are in escrow, they're referrals, but I was prospecting, but I had two more escrows because I was prospecting.
Right.
It makes sense. Yes. So I had my referrals and I had right now in escrow. Yeah. It makes sense.
Amazing.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. It sounds like at the end, you can only complain to yourself because it's your own action that's putting
it behind. It's our choices. Mm-hmm. My daughter grew up with that. It's our choice. Whatever happened to us. It's because it's our choice. If we are in a bad moment, in a bad situation, it was my choice. Mm-hmm. I put myself there, and we had to take 100% responsibility for it. Mm-hmm. I cannot blame the market. Back in the days, on 2000, I think you were at the business, 2007, mm-hmm. 8, 9, 10. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God, I sold so much. I was doing very my good gosh, on those yes. on COVID too.
Mm-hmm. As well. Mm-hmm.
On COVID too. And COVID, I had to bring it up. But on COVID, I was number one on my previous company.
Yes, wow. Yes. Many times.
Yeah. I think we know.
And people didn't realize it, but I was number one. And there were people that had a better looking or better personality that mm-hmm. they give the credit to them, which mm-hmm. is totally fine. I don't care because I'm not into it.
Yes.
But I was on numbers. I was number one for the company. Right. That's when I got that trip to
Puerto Rico or
Virgin Islands. Yeah. Yes. But yes, on numbers from mm-hmm. the agents, I was number one.
Wow. Amazing.
So, amazing. But at the end of the day, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not on social media. I'm not looking good. That all that comes and goes.
Yes.
It makes sense.
It does.
But prospecting does not go. You have to keep doing it.
You have to keep pushing more mm-hmm. than anything.
Yes. Amazing advice.
Well, thank you so much, Leslie. Right. Like, seriously, this is an amazing podcast. Like, definitely. I appreciate you coming all the way out here to Beverly Hills.
Thank you for having me.
Literally,
I know it feels funny here.
Oh, right. Yeah, because our previous company, we used to work together right around the corner. So.
But you know what? I had a really good friends from Century 21 uh-huh. and it's amazing the support, even if we don't see every day, even if we don't call every day, you know, and mm-hmm. I know what kind of people you guys are.
Yes,
you know, more right. than anything, I go by the inside, not the exterior.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It mm-hmm. makes sense. And especially right now with everything that going on social media,
right,
they're losing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Honestly. They're losing that part.
Right.
And.
Yes. Yes.
It's sad.
And with that happening, you're still gaining. You're one of the top realtors. We were in your office. We saw all the numbers.
Yes.
And you're doing so amazing. It's so amazing, too, to see that, you know, you coming from a previous company, your team was with you the whole way through.
The whole way. And same members,
you know,
I have.
Same people. And even from years later, you know, they're still there. We were just at your office, true. And it's amazing mm-hmm. to see that they're all still there. And it just shows what type of leader you are, partner, because that's so rare to come by.
It is.
When teams break up, when people leave companies, it's like everyone goes their own way. It even happened with us. Mm-hmm. But you're one of the ones where everyone stood with you. Everyone is on your team still, and numbers are amazing.
And it's a beautiful, because these kids that are with me, like, they're doing amazing stuff.
Yes.
They're doing, and they, again, the values, the money, it's okay, this value, but mm-hmm. you have to put the values, which is the most important. I respect them, they respect me. They ask for advices. One of my agents just got he's 24, he mm-hmm. just bought their parents a property.
Oh my God,
you know, and it's just like, for $1 million.
Yeah. Oh my God, $1 million.
I mean,
and for the parents.
That's
amazing. That's amazing. Oh my God.
So yeah.
Wow. Love it.
Powerful. You had to be more here than.
Yes.
I mean, it's connected, but mm-hmm. it's always, you know, treat everyone as your family.
I love that. Wow. And also, you know, everyone watching this again, you know, you're sitting with us here today from having shoes, going to school with open shoes that your dad had to literally cut open to sitting here today building properties in Mexico on mountains with sunsets and properties all over California and, you know, having many numbers in real estate. This mm-hmm. is just mm-hmm. amazing to hear your story, and I know it's going to help others out there. So thank you so much.
Yeah, if I was able to make it, and you guys, everyone that is in real estate and or want to become a realtor, you know, there is so much potential. There is so much business. There is business for everyone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're
yes,
not a competition.
Yes.
There is
right.
so much business for everyone. But just the best advice that I can give is just treat this as a regular job.
Love it.
If you want to be success.
Love mm-hmm. it. Love so that. Powerful.
Powerful message. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for sharing this moment with us. And Leslie, if you want to find her, Leslie Ocampo on Instagram. Yes. And we're definitely going to share these reels for you guys to see. And also our YouTube channel will have this entire podcast. Guys, thank you so much. Leslie, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Leslie,
for being having
here.
Me.
We love your story.
I was scared
you.
To come. Oh my I was like, why?
Don't be scared.
So
don't
good.
Be scared.
We love you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Here. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.